Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Chaf Tes, mitzvah 429. As we continue in the second mitzvah of Parshas Ekev, the second one in connecting to Avodah Zarah. Last time we spoke about the decorative elements of Avodah Zarah, that is Aser Bahana, and today we get into a related idea. It says the Chinuch Shalola Hadbik Shum Davar Me Avodah Zarah. We should not bring in anything connected to Avodah Zarah im mamonenu ubirshusenu lehanospo in order to get any benefit from it. As we will see, this is somewhat of a two-step aveira, bringing something connected to Avodah Zarah into my house, and number two, getting benefit from it. Says the Torah, again, but what we read last time, Psile Elohehem Tisrafun Ba'ish, we have a chiyuv to destroy all Avodah Zarah, Lo Sachmot Kesef Ezov Alehem, one should not covet any type of decoration on them, v'lakach talach, and to take it for you, pentivakesh bo, maybe you will stumble in it, kisovas Hashem elokechahu, it is the toeva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'losavi soeva el beisecha, one shall not bring in the toeva into your house, v'hayisa cheirem kamohu, because you will be cheirem, it should be nothing, shakes to shaksenu v'seit to savenu, it should be disgusting to you, ki cheirim hu, because it is a cheirim. So this is the Isser of Lo Savi So'eva El Beisecha, says the Sefer HaChinuch here in Taf Chav Tes. Shlo Nadbik Shum Davar Me Avodah Zara, or anything connected to Avodah Zara. It is usher to bring it into my house, im mamonenu ubir shusenu lehanospo, in order to get benefit from it. Again, this might be a siyag de oraisa. I'm not allowed to bring it into my house because I might come to worship it. We have to make sure don't bring it in and not to get any benefit from it. If I just bring it in without I don't have any kavanas for Avodah Zarah. Maybe I'm watching it for my non-Jewish friend. He asked me, could you please watch this for me? And I bring it into my house. I have no kavana to get any hana from it, to benefit. If he's going to pay me for it, if he's maybe going to think higher of me because I'm watching it for him, that might also be hana'a. But per se, that's not us, sir. Says the Minchas Chinuch, right on the bottom. Im hechnes lebeso dar me'avodah zarah shelo lehanos nireh dekulam sovrim dein over belav. Right, everybody agrees that you don't violate an Isser Lechora, just bringing it into your house without any kavana to get benefit from it. The Minchas Chinuch does continue and wonder, because the Gemara does say, if I am maskir, if I rent out a house to a non-Jew, I have to worry about his bringing it in based on this. And the Minchas Chinuch just wonders why the Chinuch doesn't mention it. Ubavada ein lokin alachnasas havodah zara al yedei goy, de'ihu lav miyu avid, the maskir will not get malchus for allowing a non-Jew to bring avodah zara into the house. Aval b'machnas lebeso biyadayim, but if somebody brings it into their hands, av she'ena rotzeh lehanospo, even the Chinuch and the Rambam sound like one does not violate, if one does not have any kavana to get benefit. So Minchas Chinuch just wonders, why should that be true? Afshein eros olanos bo nira daover milav hazeh, to lo savi. For roi lukos gamki milav hazeh, v'tzarach iyan keis. He leaves it v'tzarach iyan. Again, the issue being, bringing Avodah Zarah into my house without any kavana to get benefit from it, the Rishonim seem to assume that's not included in this Isser. V'lo savi so'eva el b'secha. But the Minchas Chinuch says the pashas of the psukim is, don't bring it in, period. Even if you have no kavana to get any benefit. Ubiyaro Lanu, says the Chinuch in the continuation, Shamavasho Ba'ati Ashera Lokashtayim. The Gemara says at the end of Masechas Malchus, if somebody cooks with Ashera wood, then you get two Malchus. Mishum are Servo Savi Soeval Bisecha, do not bring it in. And number two, Velo Yidvak Yotcha Mu'am Menacherim. The Pasuk at the end of the next Parsha, in Parsha Zer'e, we mentioned this last time, that's the Isser of getting benefit from Avodah Zarah. Any amount. Velo Yidvak Biyotcha Mu'uma, any amount. That's what we also learn, that Avodah Zarah is Oser B'mashehu, just like Chametz on Pesach. That's the Isser per se of Isser Hana from Avodah Zarah. Today's Isser is the extension of that, and that bringing it into my house, that also is Isser. What about just getting benefit and not bringing it into my house? The other way. So, L'chora, that's for sure Aser. Right, well, here, the Gemara in Makas that talks about Mavash Shabbat Yashir, you're doing that in your house, Dafka. Doesn't limit it to bringing it into your house. So, just getting benefit from Avodah Zarah is Aser. Just bringing it into your house, So that's not 100% clear. That was the Minchas Chinuch's issue. But the Sefer HaChinuch notes that this is two stages, bringing it in, let's say the normal case of bringing it in and getting benefit, that's two stages. Shnei inyanim heim, echad hamachnes davar avodazara l'rishuso, kedei lehanosbo, bringing it in to get benefit, the echad anenabo, and then the actual getting benefit. Shebishneihem mar'eh ha'adam b'nafsho ha'chafetz aleha. Both of these, I am showing my connection, my devotion to the avodazara, bringing it in and actually getting benefit. Even on both of them, I'm not worshipping it, not being ovate, I'm just getting benefit from it. But both of them, I'm showing some type of affection towards it by bringing it in, by using it, and therefore you get malchus. Even though the ultimate is the hana'a, there's no malchus, right, when you bring it in. But once you get benefit, then you get malchus on both. And he compares this, as one might be thinking, compares this to another two-stage avir that we had earlier back in Pasha's Emor. The Isser of a Kohen Gadol living with an Almana. We know the Kohen Gadol only, v'hu isha b'fsuleha yikach. If a Kohen Gadol lives with an Almana, he gets two Malkus, but we mentioned that Isser is only in the context of a marriage. V'yavol b'yishashnei lavim ikir echodeim. One has to first be Makadesh, the Kohen Gadol may be Makadesh the Almana, and then to live with her. Those are the two Isserim. Just be Makadesh is nothing, but once you have the bia, so then the two Isserim kick in. So sometimes you have Averas that are connected to each other. So this is a similar idea. The Minchas Chinuch again in Os Dalid quotes, actually let's read the next line and then we'll talk about it. Ubechlal iser zeh, bein b'avodah zarah atzma, bein mishamsheha, bein tikrov v'shala. The Sefer HaChinuch's shita, like the Rambam, is not only is avodah zarah aser, but also mishamshin, items that are used to serve the avodah zarah, or tikrovis, items that are actually given and put in front of the Avodah Zarah. Tikroves Avodah Zarah. That is also included in Lo Savi Soev Al Beisecha. This is a Machlokas Rishonim, which we'll see has very Lamaisa ramifications. The Minchas Chinuch Nos Dalet points out this Machlokas. The Rambam and the Chinuch hold that included in this Isser of Lo Savi Soev is Avodah Zarah and Mishamshim and Tikroves. It's all Asa Daraisa, and one gets Malkus for getting benefit from Tikroves, while Tosas and Baba Kama and Daf Ayin Beis is Mesupik about it. De Efshar to Tikroves of Odezara, Eina Asura Bahana'am in Atara Rak Ba'achila. Only eating is Asa Daraisa, but not benefits. That's Tikroves and Mishamshim. Where does this come up, Lamaisa? If somebody's not actually involved in Avodah Zarah. So this was the Shetel controversy back in Tavshin Samach Dalet, back in 1994, when Rav El Yashiv came out with a psak, right, it's dated, I have a copy of the letter, it's dated Or Lachaf Beis Iyar, Hey Tavshin Samach Dalet, it's written by Rav Efrati, that the Rav El Yashiv had asked Dayan Donner, a Dayan from London, to go to Hoda, to go to India, to be Mavara, the Metzias, of what happened there, and he went to the temples, and the women used to go up, and it's millions and millions of people used to go up, and go into the temple, and tilt their head towards the idol, and then get a haircut. Lefia birurim sha'arach ole. This is the language of a Refrati. Ki aseyar hanigzas b'mitcham avodah zarah. Dino kidin tekroves avodah zarah. Leficha hore marana rovo yashiv shlita at that time. She'ein l'shtamish epeos ha'asuyos miseir adam she'mekara mehodu. Right, so this is what shook the Jewish world. The all the letters that went up and all the pashkevilin that went up all over about the wigs from India being Tikroves Avodah Zarah, and A, if it's true, then there would be Asur Bahana, even Asur B'mashu, v'lo yitra b'yatcha me'uma menacherim, and number two, you can't even bring it into your house, based on our pasuk. But in our part, that's why you have to get rid of your hands. And therefore you have all the letters that were up, Chamiris Lakanta Meisura, from Ravosner and from Rav Sternbach, and from all, to find out where the source of the wigs were from. If one knows that it didn't come from India, then fine. But if it came from India, then there was a tremendous issue, and it was in all of the papers at the time. Rav Sternbach has a long kuntris related to this in Chubas van Hagos earlier, before this whole, right, he had it even before the whole controversy came up in 1994. He wrote it much earlier. And in Chelek Bey, Simon Tuf Yudalid, he writes, what about the Tekrovas of Adazara? And he has 10 pages where he discusses this issue, and he says I have to be very careful. Whenever you paskin anything, you have to be very careful. When you're paskin about Avadazara, you have to be extremely careful. And he goes through all the different issues, starting with the Metzias, and then dealing with Rov and Biur and all the related issues. But he also talks about Ar Isser of Lo Savi So'eva El Beisecha. Ibava Lebeso Lechud, Kfar Over and Alav Deloke. He quotes Ar Chinuch and he quotes Ar Rambam. And he says that even if you want to say just the, like the Menchas Chinuch issue, just bringing it into your house, he doesn't know if that would be on the Tikrovis also. Because Tikrovis itself is a machlokas, we've shown him. Hana'ah from Tikrovis is a machlokas. What about just bringing the Tikrovis into your house? Lo Savi So'eva. So he says, Da'afilu Lashitas Haramah Machinach. Tikrovis Nami Bechlal Isser de So'eva. Va'ovrin Belav de Lo Savi So'eva. Mikomakam Tikrovis Avadazar. Velo Avadazar Gufa. Bazev Vada in Ovrin Bahachnas L'Rishuso L'chud. Shlo Shamanu Me'olam. Sheminatora Asa L'Haklas Yain Nesech L'Rishuso. Afshi Bechlal Tikrovis Lashitas Hanav. So it's not a good thing to have in the house, but he can't say that it will be included directly in this Isser. And it goes through, what about if you have a few strands of hair? Is there bittul in terms of this hair by Tikrovas Avodah Zarah? Again, this is the issue that came up then. Many poskim are machmer, and you got to be treated as Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, and that's why we saw all of the public burnings at the time. Many poskim, though, after this, even soon after this, Rebelsky and others, they argued on the Metzius, and they said this Metzius is not Avodah Zarah. What was done in these temples, they don't have that kavana, they're doing it for the money, whatever the case is, that was the root of the issue. Whether it was, the Metzius was Tikrovas Avodah Zarah or not, or they were just doing it without thinking too much. But again, this was a Levitic issue that came up. You think Avodah Zarah is not Shayach, but Zvanazeh on a halachic level, not just on a hashkafic level, but it was Lamaisa at that time. Good. Continuing, the chinuch, so this Isser of Avodah Zarah applies bain by Avodah Zarah shall Yisrael or shall Gai. It applies bain to an Avodah Zarah of a Jew or of a non-Jew. We know there are differences of a Jew and non-Jew. A non-Jew's Avodah Zarah can have bittul done to it, can be nullified, a Jew's cannot. Uma bein zu lazu shall Gai asura miad bishanasis. Another difference is that an Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew is Usher immediately right when it is made. It already has the status. Shenemar psile Elohehem, Misha pislu, Vishel Yisrael. But an Avodah Zarah of a Jew in Asur Ashetaved. It's not Usher until it's worshipped, because maybe, hopefully, we assume it's not going to happen. Actually, until it actually not going to happen until it actually happens. So we hope beyond hope. Then the halacha reflects that it doesn't have the status of Avodah Zarah until it is actually worshipped. Shneamar v'sam baseser achiyased advarim baseser. So this is the iser of hachnasas Avodah Zarah to bring it into our house. Now the chinuch extends this and says umin hanechla b'mitzvah zu. What else is included in this mitzvah? I might think, okay, I have nothing to worry about. Right, my sheitel issue is not a sheitel issue anymore, and I'm not involved in Avodah Zarah, says the chinuch. If anybody has any shady money in their bank account, any money that came from illegal, illicit, non-halachic sources, that's the Isser as well. The person should not put with the money that Hashem graced him with, righteously, mamon acher, shehu shel gezel o chamas o ribis, o mikol davar mechuar, any soiled, dirty, illegal source. If I put that money into my bank account, lo savi so'eva el beisecha, shekol zeh bechal mesham shev avodah zarah, and that could even be called something that services avodah zarah. What do you mean avodah zarah? This is a chinuch talking. Sheyetzer lev ha'adam ra chomedoso umiveo alabayis. It's the taiva of a person that desires it and wants money, and we bring it into our house. Va'yetzer hara nikra b'shem avodah zarah, and then yetzer hara for anything is called avodah zarah. Why? Because then I'm worshiping my yetzer. I'm not worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo shamar zechron levracha. Like Chazal say, pen yedavar and levavcha b'liyam. Maybe there'll be something in your heart that for desirous of any other taiva. So that is a form of Avodah Zarah, because I'm worshipping my own taivas and I'm not worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So bringing any type of that money inside will be nechal on this iser. This connects actually to something that we mentioned in last week's Parsha Shir, a beautiful fourth from the Gra. Parsha Shmini, we know that the pasuk says psukim say all the halachas of kashrus, and towards the end of the Parsha, we have a snake, holechal gachon, and Chazal, Maseches Kedushin, pick up on the fact that the vav in gachon, according to the Mesorah, is the middle letter of the Torah. The vav of gachon. Ask the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Agados and Maseches Bava Basra, what's the symbolism, dafka, the vav of gachon? Why is that important to be the middle of the Torah? So explains the Gra. The middle of the Torah means everything, middle of a circle. Everything is connected to that midpoint. Whenever you have the middle of anything, that's what supports everything on the outside. So the middle of the Torah means this is what supports. It doesn't say it, but the vav is a hook. Maybe that's why it's a vav. Because everything hangs on this yesod. What's the yesod of gachon? Not to listen to the snake. What do you mean the snake? Not just to not eat the snake, which is a non-kosher animal, but not to listen to the snake. The snake's wisdom, the snake, what did the nachash tell Chava? Taiva, give in, don't worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's in front of you, Nechma Lamara, Vetova Lamaskil, whatever's in front of you, it makes you feel good, that's what you should worship, that's what you should focus on, that's what you should enjoy. And that's what they did, and that's what Chava did, and Adam did. That is animal wisdom. Like Rav Hirsch says in Parshas Bereishis, there's animal wisdom versus human wisdom. Human wisdom can think a little bit outside of what's right in front of them. Animal wisdom is instinctual. It's pleasurable. What fills me up right now, that's all I'm interested in. An animal's not going to think about repercussions, right? If I want this meat right now, I'm going to eat. If I want to run across the street in front of the car, the animal will say, I'm going to run, because he doesn't think about, doesn't have the intellect to think about the repercussions of his actions. That is animal wisdom. So that's this iser. The Yetzer Hara is called Avodah Zarah because any type of Aveira that's connected to Taiva, like getting illicit money, would be included in this Aveira. Ube Mamonos Ke'elu, now continues the Chinuch Shezacharnu, Uke Bimishamshi Avodah Zarah, Kula Namar Vayisacherim Kamohu. Gotta be Machrami, you have to leave it and not get any benefit. Klomar, Shkola Nidbak Imohu Cherem, She'ein Berchas Hakel Mitsuya Bova Avad Vakala. If you have it, it's gonna ruin you. As the Gemara that he quotes says, in Maseches Bava Metzia, Sheprutta Shal Ribis Mechale Kama Otsro Shal Mamon. A little coin of ribis in your treasure house will eat away and cause to rot all of the money that you had. Shebazeh Ma'abedetzeh. This is an important isser to be aware of, not to fill our houses and our bank accounts with anything non-halachic. This isser applies always, men and women. If somebody violates and takes something from Avodah Zarah, brings it into the Rishus and gets benefit, that's the full-fledged isser. You brought it in and you get benefit, so now you get double malchus. Good, this is the Isser. There is a Gemara Maseches Sota, which quotes our Pasuk in a different context. The Pasuk of Lo Savi Soeva Al-Besecha, the Pasuk of Sota Dav Dalid, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasus Haruach, Ki'ilu Oved Avodas Kochavim. Anyone who has Gaiva, it's as if he is Oved Avodah Zarah. Ksiv Hacha Toavas Hashem Kol Gval Lev. It says in Mishlei, it's the Toeva to Hashem, it's an abomination, anyone who has a high heart, V'ksiv Hasav Lo Savi Soeva Al-Besecha. And it says in our Pasuk, don't bring a Toeva. So Gzeir Shava, we learn that somebody was about Gaiva, is Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. V'Rab Yochanan Didei Amar Kilo Kafar Pe'ikr. So he's an atheist. He rejected everything. Shneema V'Ron Lovavecha V'Shachachta. What is the connection between Gaiva and Avodah Zarah? So many point out, because when somebody is about Gaiva, he's worshiping himself, right? He is raising himself up, and in that way, not focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an Oved Avodah Zarah. There is no separate Isser, is there, in the Torah for being about Gaiva? Right, it's based on Gzeir Shava, based on our Pasuk, but is there any separate Isser being to be a Valgaivas? There are a couple of possibilities. The Ramban in Parsha Shoftim, this is not counted as a separate Isser, 613, but the Ramban says on the Pasuk that a king has to have a separate Sefer Torah, and Lo Yar Belo Nashim, Lo Yar Belo Susim, the Pasuk says, Lo Vilti Rum Levavo Me'echav, so that his heart does not go above his brothers, says the Ramban, right there. Nirmaz Bekan Batorah Isser HaGeus, the Isser of being a Baal Gaiva is hinted to here. Ki akasav yimna es hamelech mi ga'avas v'romus halev. The pasuk doesn't allow a king to hold himself up. V'kol shekin ha'achirim she'en ru'uyim l'kach. Surely others, they don't deserve, maybe a king you might say, should hold himself high, but no, kol shekin others. Ki b'ra'uy l'hisro meimu l'hiskadel yasirenu li'oso l'vavo shafil k'chol achav ha'ktanim imenu. Ki ha'ga'ava midam meguneh v'nim eses eso ha'elokim afilu b'melech. Even to a melech, this is terrible. This is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, one of the two midos, that you have to go to the extreme, that you can't go on the shvil azov, the mean path, is gaiva and ka'as. Those are connected. That's the Ramban. There's a smag that has another suggestion. The smag writes on a pasuk. The Rasbag writes, this is the number he had a dream right before he published his sefer, because he couldn't figure out 613. He got 612. Where's 613? So he had a dream that this was the mitzvah that he forgot. V'lo yieh k'korach v'chadaso. You shouldn't be like Korach. What does that mean? So the smag says, gaiva. Gaiva is an isser to be a bal gaiva, right? Unlike all other midos. Other midos, you don't have a mitzvah to be a bal midos, right? The Rav Chaim Vital says that's a prerequisite to all other mitzvahs. You can't do all other mitzvahs properly unless you're a bal midos. But the Smag says at least that one is counted, not being a bal gaiva, shlo yieh k'korach v'chadaso. And just to end with the Rambam that we mentioned in the many times, but it's a beautiful Rambam to mention again, the letter that he has to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, and this Ger, this Muslim Ger, is talking to the Rambam and saying, everybody's screaming at me and saying, I used to be an Ovid of a Zara, it's terrible, I feel very bad. So the Rambam, after going through the fact that he believes Islam is not a Avodah Zarah, and he says, you were never of the Avodah Zarah, but he says, they were screaming at you, they were holding themselves higher than you, you tell them that anybody who's a Bal Gaiva, or anybody who's Baka'as, is Kilo Avodah Zarah themselves. So you were never an Ovid of a Zarah, and they are being Ovid of a Zarah right now, to be a Bal Gaiva. Either way, but this is a hinted to an R pasuk, v'lo savi to'eva. Don't bring to'eva into your house. Don't be a bal gaiva. Don't hold yourself high in your home. Okay, we'll stop here. But next time, we pick up with the mitzvah of birchas hamazon.